True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ideally, the older you get, the more you learn, the better you are at most things you do.
Yeah, you grow as a person.
Yeah, that goes for your job, stuff around the house, romantic things.
Oh.
And it's the last one that sets up this story.
Be a good lover.
There are people in our past we have been romantically linked with.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, romantically linked with. And if you want the chance, or excuse me, if you had the chance to get back in touch with every single one.
Oh, of all my lovers?
Yeah. Would you do it? Because this
some are dead.
And
okay.
I mean, in the moment.
No, that's only because, damn it. Yeah, I get out the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. A woman named Miriam is on a mission to get closure, and everyone is going to get to follow along.
Oh.
So she is starting a podcast called X Appeal, where she's going to sit down and talk to everyone she's ever had a, quote, romantic entanglement with.
So she's going to lay down with every guy she laid down with.
You got it. Yes. Okay. Exes, one-night stands, situationships, Kimmy as the kids call them.
Right.
From purely physical to only emotional and everything in between.
So what's the point?
Well, she's going to document this thing. She's single. She's she looks like she's like Kimmy our age.
Okay.
And she's still single.
All right.
And it seems like she's trying to get to the bottom of what happened.
All right.
And every episode will be a conversation with one of them. And there are 100 men she will be talking to.
Interesting concept.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work.
What do you mean?
In order for this to work, it would have to be flipped.
Okay, put a pin in that. Because I want to make sure we all understand what she's...
Because
in her own words, I want to quote this woman. Quote, it's me wanting to ask questions and figure out certain things I've always wondered, but also be able to say certain things I didn't say during the relationships, especially at the time of the breakup. And she says the interviews she's done so far, she has been totally honest, and for she and her guest, nothing has been off limits or off-putting. And I guess when you have nothing to lose, this person's in the rear view of your life, it's easy to speak however you want.
Okay, I would think, though, like, guys don't want to hurt her feelings.
Oh.
So they may hold back.
Okay.
But I think if you flipped it, and as a guy, you went back and talked to every girl you ever laid down with, man, you would get walloped
depending on
the truth.
I think it might depend on, though, how that relationship ended. If you're cordial, she might not want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, but you're not always cordial.
That's what I mean. If it was a bad breakup, she's going to be ready. She probably has bullet points ready to go.
I think guys would get more unvarnished opinions from the ex-girlfriends because they ain't holding back. Especially if you pulled a move that she didn't like and it's 10 years ago, brother, you're going to hear about it.
But there is this, if she's not afraid to hurt your ego. If she's not afraid to hurt your ego, you're probably right. But again, if you're somebody that she really likes and respects,
she may have a hard time telling
okay,
you.
All right.
Okay, but counterpoint to all of that, and by the way, all of those points, valid, logical points. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Even if it ended poorly, I mean, time has the ability to change perspective on everything, right? Like, you know, you could come to the realization that, yes, I was upset, but I made some mistakes. You made some mistakes. Maybe it's not as uncomfortable as you think it would be.
But and you
maybe there is the ability to be open and honest without hurting somebody.
Okay.
And even here's the thing. For me to be hurt, I would have to believe that, one, I was great at everything, and two, it was all your fault.
Yeah, maybe you're a little bit more willing to have that conversation if it was so far in the past that you know that both of you have grown since then, or you hope you have, I guess. Although I will say, how vivid of memories do you have of those people if you go too far back?
I mean, I guess it all depends on how powerful the relationship was, and I don't even mean, like, impactful as in, but like, serious. I mean, like, moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I really only remember like the a handful of relationships that had that that you were together for long enough where you'd make those memories.
Would you want to talk to Ground Zero?
The first
your
one
first
ever? Oh, yeah.
Girl you laid down with.
Big time.
Because, man, you know it sucked for her.
Well, yeah, no, I'd like, you know, I'd like to be able to have sex with her again. Like, look who's not crying.
That's what I mean. Like, I think you're willing to accept, like, yeah, of course, that was my first time.
Yeah, but you want to
let's
hear
break
about
it down.
It.
Well, no, but
from
I know,
her perspective,
I know
you know
how
it was
bad it was. I know how
bad
it was.
Know
you
it
think
was bad.
You know how bad it was.
That poor girl.
Yes.
Oh, that poor girl.
But was it both of your first times?
For me, no.
Okay.
She had been there before. I had. Well, I thought I had. I thought I was laying it down. Mm. Son. I did research. Little research and R&D. Well, ever since how the R less D.
Like, I just remember the prep for that first night. Like, again, I think I mentioned this before. It was like when the astronauts got on Apollo 11. Like, all your prep was done. You remember when they're marching onto the... your flight suit, I'm ready to go. We're going to do this. It's going to be magical. Nixon's going to call at the end.
Well, remember when what it was like when Nixon called you after the first time you had sex?
Hello, Tom. Pat and I are here. We're thoroughly discussing what you've done at Burt Reynolds Park. A proud American, you have soiled the good name of Burt Reynolds. Hopefully he can bounce back from this and be the number one box office draw for 5 years in a row in the 70s.
Can I share an embarrassing thing? And if you're a young guy...
Oh, you're wearing those pants. Good luck.
You can't get over the pants
Pants
today.
Must be working. Pants
well,
must be
well,
working.
He does have a direct view. Yeah. He's got a bad angle
doing it for
right
you
now.
Here? Huh? That's a bold
question. Honky-tonk padonkadonk.
Bro, I got... Don't hate me for the cake I got back there, man. Blame the kettlebells.
It's getting weird.
Before we get back to this...
I'd like to have a conversation.
As we're talking about the mistakes you made, you know, in your first couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, at being... a 15-year-old boy,
yeah.
I did not go the distance I thought I should be going, last as long as I thought.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it was like a very, like excited.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, this first girl, the girl I was dating, whatever, this eventually comes up with my buddies that I play football with, right? Mm. We're 15, 16 years old. And one of my buddies gives me, he goes, bro, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. What you got to do.
Flip her over.
No. He goes, if you want to last, man, what you got to do is when you know you're going to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of yourself right before you leave, and then you go. And I'm like, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And that led to the worst hour of the next girl's life.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, Sarah, it was it was never, like, I.
You're a road hammer.
That
man.
Poor girl. Yeah. And, like, you know, God bless
and
her.
And then you start getting nervous, right? Like, it's, you're really in your head.
I will never forget.
Yep.
We were at my buddy's house. His parents were gone. It was like a sleepover situation. Man. A whole bunch of girls come over, our girlfriends and stuff. And this poor girl, man, God bless her.
She's not bow-legged.
She didn't want to be. Like, I want. If I could give time, if I could put time in a bottle,
I could save time in my bottle.
I'd take that hour and hand it back to her right now with a long apology letter.
I apologize for my rough jerky.
All right, here's the question.
What?
With this woman, Miriam. Who is going to talk to every ex, one-night stand, situationship she's ever had. If you were given the opportunity this woman has created for herself, the chance to talk to every person you've ever been with, would you take it? 252-WCMF. Tommy?
No.
Why?
Because every relationship I've been in has ended horribly. So, and I know what I did. And...
you just don't want to have a conversation, period.
No, because I know how bad some of my relationships really ended horribly. So I don't want to relive it. I know what I did.
But see, here's the thing. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't know what you did. Maybe you you like to think you're self-aware.
And by the way, they said stuff to me. I got it in the moment.
They had no problem telling you.
I've been assaulted multiple times by women that I was intimate with.
I understand that. And again, I get it. If someone gets intimate with you, I get why they would want to assault you.
I'm one of the few people that ever got assaulted at a Perkins in mid-bite on a patty melt.
But, I mean, look, you're a pretty self-aware guy. I'll give you credit, right? But, maybe there are things you still don't know that would help you in your path to becoming a person. I mean, you're still not going to take it.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Would you be nervous about doing it? What would be your biggest fear if you sat down?
Just reliving it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, some of them are a little nightmarish.
But, here's the thing, man. You're in your 60s now. You're talking about women you met in your 20s, 30s, 40s. That's, decades ago. It would still bother you?
I mean, there was one chick, and I never really spoke about this. It wasn't my fault. Mm-hmm. I ended up with her at the emergency room, and I had to sleep there overnight with her because she didn't have anybody to help her.
I see.
And that got ugly. And it got ugly at the hospital.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you're not curious about how things turned out for her?
I don't think they turned out well, bro. That's another thing. I don't want to find out. Oh, really?
Every woman.
Truck stop, huh?
Every woman that has ever had sex with you, her life went downhill right after.
I always figured a third of the women I slept with.
No,
Kimmy.
What are you talking about?
Tommy's what's called the last resort.
Yes. I always figured out a third of the women I've slept with have ended up at truck stops. And they're not in the industry.
But the good news is they got plenty of jerky.
Yes. They work around a truck stop, but they don't drive trucks. But they know how to work a stick.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
If you had an opportunity to talk to every ex one-night stand situationship, would you take that?
I don't want to see those people again.
Okay.
I feel lucky in the fact that none of them live here. Most of my relationships.
She's got a boyfriend, but he lives in Canada. You guys haven't met him.
So
he can't come down for the prom.
I couldn't imagine if I lived in a place where I had to run into. I just don't even want to have a face-to-face conversation. I don't think it would go well. I don't think either of us have good memories of those relationships.
Okay.
So I think it would just be an overall negative conversation. I don't really know what it would do for me to have that kind of
I still don't want to be reminded how sad the whole situation was at the time. Mm. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, it also shows how far you've come.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're also going to see,
literally and figuratively.
I also don't know.
Oh, folks.
I also don't know if it would bother me more to see them have gone on and better their lives or be more successful, or if they went completely downhill and they've just always been a loser. You know what I mean? I don't know which way that would bother me more.
By the way, what if they said you were raggedy? Man, you're no good.
Okay.
You were terrible, man.
What
did they go? You were the worst experience I ever had sexually.
It would only really hurt if they said it four times. You're no good. You're no good. Good. You're no good.
Baby, you're no good.
That's right.
Yeah, that would hurt.
All right. I think the one thing that draws me to this, the idea of it, 252 WCMF. You're right. It would be uncomfortable, and there are things that you don't want to rehash.
Mm.
But time is a great teller of truths. And what I mean by that,
what's that?
Who ended up being right about the big issues you had in that relationship at the time? Kimmy, who is more successful in life? Who ended up more successful relationship-wise?
Yeah.
Do they have regrets the way they handled you, talked to you, ended things with you, and vice versa? And you bring up the guilt. This could also be a way to handle any outstanding guilt you had with
that
person.
Get it off your chest?
Yes. I mean, look.
Sorry, honey.
If you treated someone poorly, which we all did,
and I did
in our past. Everyone has it, man. Yeah. Everyone has it. And you grew up and realized what a dick you were. Mm-hmm. This is the ability for you as a mature adult to have some closure.
Okay.
No?
Yes.
Look, I don't have any interest in rehashing anything, obviously, right? But I would be curious with the women that I had a disagreement with about how to live life, where life should have gone, where did they end up? Where did I end up? And if we saw each other, would we be happy for each other? Would we have said, I told you so, you should have went the way that I, or vice versa? Do you get what I'm saying?
But yes. So, when you talk success, are you talking happiness? Let's say you met that person and they are happy.
Yeah, yes.
Like
thriving.
And you ain't.
I think happy is what you're is the only gauge.
Yeah, you're right.
Would you be happy for the exes that were happy?
Some.
You still hold that much resentment against some women?
Not resentment.
Especially the ones you wronged.
You can't even say the whole word.
What?
Resentment. I got resentment.
I would understand if they wronged you, they broke up with you, you not wanting them to be happy. But like if it was like a mutual breakup, or if you broke up with them, or if you cheated on them, wouldn't you want to see them happy? Because you know, like, you were the dick in the relationship.
Yes, yes, yes. Those, yes. But there's some, like, you know, there's some you're kind of rooting against, man. I mean, you can't say it's a solid, I wish you well.
I'm trying to think, because I'm like you, man. There were a couple that ended, like, not good.
Mm.
But I don't think there's any ex situationship, whatever, in my life that I would be happy if things weren't going well.
Hmm. Describe not going well.
Yeah.
Like, did they get fat?
Well, I mean, we're all going to get fat.
Right.
Okay. Keep eating that jerky with metal in it. No, like, I mean, I hope that every girl that I came across, I hope that every girl that
all
I...
All the women I've come across.
I hope they're doing well.
Okay. Do you really, truly?
I think so. I don't. Hmm. There was nothing that happened. Like, because there was, okay, there was one relationship that ended very, very badly. Hmm. And I had a lot of resentment towards this woman because I had a dream and she told me my dream sucked. And she wanted me to go into the square life, and I didn't want to do it, and that ended it, and it ended it really, really bad. But even that woman, I have no idea where she is. I have no idea. I think
I think she still runs a comedy club.
I don't know. I think there are some people where it wouldn't make me feel good to know they're happy and thriving.
Really?
I don't know if I wish, you know, I don't wish bad things on them. But I think if they're happy and thriving, I don't want to know.
Mm.
It's just better out of sight, out of mind.
I got some people.
I don't get it.
Too bad for you.
I don't get it.
I'm a bad person. No,
I'm a human being. Well, I don't know if it makes you a bad person.
I mean, I'm not doing anything, but if you said it to yourself, there you go.
No, like there are two women that I follow.
Just like your mama.
There are two women I follow on social media
who
I had a situationship with back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And things are not going well for them right now. And I did not expect to be so bothered by it.
Oh, okay. So, like, it affected you.
Well, I just...
Like, you feel bad.
They were good people.
Yeah.
Things didn't work out between us, but they were good people. And it does break my heart. It's like, oh, waha. Oh.
I will say, like, there were some girls that I thought were going to be bad people. They turned out to be very good people.
Okay.
And those people I still do care about.
So you cheer for them.
I do. But there were some. I put them in the T-Watt area of my life. That I could care less.
Wait, the T-Watt next to the regret.
You're also making the assumption in the situation that they'll happily agree to talk to you.
Good point.
Because I would be so pissed if somebody that I thought would be cool with having this conversation was like, no, I'm good.
So then you know they got an issue with your ass.
Or they're just like, I'm not interested in what you got going on.
Not going back there,
man. It's the dismissal, I guess, that you're going to face that's going to piss you off.
I think that's what's so interesting about what started this conversation. Again, this woman named Miriam, she's doing a podcast called X Appeal, where she is getting together with every man, X one-night stand situationship she's ever had. There's over 100 guys that she's doing this with.
Yeah.
You keep making a face every time I say 100.
No.
You got a problem?
No.
You got a problem?
No, you get around there, honey.
You get around there, she's honey.
Like, best around that honeypot.
She's around your age. Okay. Maybe she looks around your age, maybe in her early 40s.
And still single? That's not out of the question.
Dudes.
Over 20 years?
Over 20 years. 100 people?
Maybe longer. If you start having
That's
sex-
a subway car of dudes.
It sounds like a big number, but when you break it down
A-train.
Over time, it's not that bad.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You were on the road doing comedy.
I'm a cuz bag.
No, but you're also ugly. Like, this is an attractive woman. Your number, way higher than that. Has to be.
So I do have a friend.
Yeah?
He had an A-train.
Who?
A-train.
She actually keeps a notebook of the names so she knows she will never forget.
Oh.
What?
Because,
who
I mean, just like...
Names?
Yeah, like she'll like write down their names. So
stats?
Like I think she has like the stats in her head. So she just doesn't forget her number or like who that person was.
I didn't think chicks did
that. It helps her remember.
All right.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're human beings.
I get that.
No, you don't.
But I thought that was... I told you I knew one dude that had the list.
But it's not to brag. It's just for her own
personal
reference.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber. How are you, buddy?
Doing all right. Tommy, first off, you're lucky in Florida you didn't come across Eileen Warnos, the infamous truck stop serial killer, at any time in your past.
He's lucky we're not.
Jimmy kind of brought up the point. How is she going to track down one night stand guys?
I guess
she did the best she can.
It would be easier than ever now with social media.
They've saved their number.
Numbers. I didn't think about numbers. Yeah. You're right. Because at her age, she would have had a cell phone the entire time. Yeah. And everyone keeps their number, at least we have.
Although, have you ever met somebody and got their number and didn't put their name in right or just put in what they were wearing, man in purple shirt?
Yes.
I don't know who man in purple shirt is.
Tommy's got 5 men in purple shirts in his phone right now.
You would also have to remember who that was.
Barbara, would you want to do this if you were presented the opportunity?
Probably only about half of them.
All right.
Wait, 2 chicks?
He's got the small subway.
There's still a better batting average than yours, Tommy.
Yeah,
that joke already sailed, bro.
Take that.
And Duffy, speaking of batting averages, thanks for jinxing Toronto by not wearing any Blue Jays stuff today.
Well, okay, I got to go to a funeral, man. What do you want me to do? I'll be back tomorrow. They play tomorrow.
Still change.
They play tomorrow.
And what are you wearing tomorrow? You're not going to wear Bill stuff tomorrow, so now you're jinxing the Bills. Thanks.
I didn't wear Bill stuff last night. Damn it, Barber! I wore all Jay stuff last week, and the Bills blew him out.
Those 40. Bills under his Jay's jersey.
Barber, I regret taking this call. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Always, always, always.
Bye. There goes they all fit in a cab, Barber.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Biggest night for pizza orders in New York State?
Oh, yeah.
What day is it?
Oh, it had to be, Halloween.
No, stupid. It's Super Bowl Sunday. But the second biggest night is Halloween.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
You don't want to cook? You want something easy to eat?
Quick.
Pizza it is. Now, here's the thing. Until I saw this story last night, I'm like you. I would not have thought in a million years the second busiest pizza night in the year was going to be Halloween. But it's,
let's clog up the streets with cars and kids.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How do you deliver pizzas in the dark and the rain while hundreds of kids are running in the
street? Well, I'm guessing you order the pizza early.
Okay, if you're cool, you order the pizza early.
But you want it before the little ones go out, right? So they can eat something. Okay, maybe you get it at 5.
You are overestimating the foresight and kindness of people in the world.
Oh.
You really think that many people, because think about it, there are some
people that have Halloween parties, too, that would order the pizza around that time.
But, there are people, Kimmy, that won't be home from work till 6:30.
Yeah.
Right? So then you got to order the pizza after that.
God damn.
Man, the scariest job tomorrow night might be pizza delivery driver.
Or Uber Eats, because I'm sure people will be doing that, too. Any kind of delivery service.
I mean, think about this. One mistake as a food delivery driver tomorrow night, and you're on the news.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it would just take a kid darting out in the middle of the road, which those kids are prone to
do. While you're looking for an address.
Yeah. Right. Jacked up on sugar.
Yeah. If you don't order your pizza before 5 tomorrow, you're a dick.
Yeah. I agree.
Write that down, everybody. Yeah. If you're going to order pizza, order it before 5. Don't be that person that orders it at 7 and primetime trick-or-treating hours. You got this poor kid trying to bring you a large pizza. All right, how about this?
What's that?
Do you have to give the delivery driver candy when they show up with your food?
You got to at least offer it, right?
Well, and a tip.
Yeah.
The tip can't be candy.
Right, right.
It's just Snickers there, bro.
Don't give that face.
What if it's full-size candy bars?
So you're talking full-size Snicker.
Kimmy, how
many? The big bars?
Yeah, yeah. How many, Kimmy, full-size candy bars would you accept in exchange for a tip?
None. I'm out here because I want the money, not the candy.
But knowing you, the snack queen, most of your tip money would go to
king
candy
size Snicker bar.
Yeah.
Okay, king size. Well, it'd probably be however much you tip. It would be a dollar
in
per
Snickers?
Snicker bar.
By the way, the Snicker bar is way more than a dollar now.
Yeah, but you know you're paying him in candy, so you're gonna have to give up a little bit.
Chocolate prices out of control.
Oh, very much so.
Out of control. Mm-hmm. I had 3 Reese's pumpkins the other day. It cost my family $27. So, like, when we go down this list of the busiest pizza days in the state of New York, so number one is the Super Bowl, not surprising. Right. Number two is Halloween, not surprising. You want to take a shot at number 3?
Well, I'm trying to think of other big parties you would have at your house.
It's right there. It's right there.
I'm going to say New Year's Eve.
Nailed it! Hey, Tommy Mulay, ladies and gentlemen. Can you make it 2 in a row? What's 4?
Another big holiday. Oh, the day before Thanksgiving.
Did you see this?
No. I'm just trying to think of like household events where you don't want to cook.
Okay, but you're not good at anything. You never get 1 in a row, let alone 2 in a row. Right. All right, we got the last one. Can you run the table and guess the 5th most popular pizza day in New York?
So it'd have to be another national type of thing that goes on. It wouldn't be the 4th of July because that's a barbecue day.
Nope, not the 4th of July.
And it wouldn't be any of the summer holidays.
Not in the summer.
So it'd have to be a winter event. Is it a religious holiday?
No. How many clues you want?
Can I take a lifeline?
Kimmy, you want to be his lifeline?
Because the other one would be Easter.
No, it's not
Easter. I was
thinking
St. Patty's Day.
You blew it. New Year's Day is the 5th busiest pizza day of the year.
Yeah, yeah, because now you're dragging. Okay.
So how about back-to-back days, our top 5 busiest pizza days of the year, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? It's surprising that the Super Bowl is the only sporting event for the busiest pizza day of the year.
Well, it's the only one where touches everybody.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But, I mean, I would
what
also...
What sporting event would there be?
Well, I'm also... You know, the AFC and the NFC championship games are also games where a lot of people in America are going to sit down.
But it's only if your teams are in it.
Oh, you don't watch the championship.
But not as, like, crazy as you would in a... I mean, some areas just aren't big football areas.
Okay. America.
I am surprised, like, New Year's... holds so much pizza time just because
pizza time.
I always thought like a lot of people do like homemade stuff around like at the holidays, you know.
Well, you do, but you don't want to cook every day.
Pizza.
Well, no, New Year's that makes perfect sense because you've been making stuff for Thanksgiving, you've been making stuff for Christmas.
Yeah, you tore that kitchen.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, screw that. And you know, the only thing open on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day are going to be pizza places and Chinese restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I'm already so full of sodium from all the meat.
Can't get your ring off.
Yeah, come on. It's killing me here. It's killing me. All right. So, again, if you are ordering pizza tomorrow night, which a lot of people will be, order that pizza before 5. Don't be a dick because I'm just getting inundated with pizza delivery drivers talking about how hard it is for them. Clark writes, Halloween was a crazy day for the pizza shop back in my Salvatore days. Absolutely slammed.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.